Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's cross to our guest now, Mustafa. And Mustafa, I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing your surname. Isra Ghani, and the founder and president of Moroccan Israeli Friendship Association, an American organization that protects and fosters ties between the Kingdom of Morocco and the State of Israel. Mustafa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Really, and I just have to share with you before we go into the topic, absolutely love Morocco. My favorite town is Meknes. Had the opportunity to compete there in powerlifting and represent South Africa. And the thing that stood out for me most was walking the streets and going into a coffee shop where there was football being played, and just the hospitality of the locals watching football, drinking great coffee. It was the most wonderful experience, and I can highly recommend anyone to visit and spend some time in Morocco. So,
absolutely. Meknes is the second best city after Marrakesh.
100%. It's absolutely phenomenal. And you know, especially for a South African from Johannesburg who's not comfortable walking around cities, it was a wonderful, relaxing place to be and to experience. We wanted to just touch on sort of your suggestion that internal political disagreements within Israel can unintentionally harm Jews elsewhere. Can we go into that a little bit? Because I think it's something that is very profound and not unique to the Jewish community, but I think what decisions made in Israel and what's happening politically definitely does affect us.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. So since October 7, what I have witnessed around the world is that the Jewish communities everywhere have stood up for Israel like never before. They have organized rallies. They have donated millions of dollars. They have defended Israel in universities, in workplace, and in the media, in social media. Some have lost jobs. Jewish students have been harassed. Synagogues have been required increased security. So they really stood up for Israel and for defending its right to exist, to defend itself.
And but sorry, go ahead.
Israel also, Israel has always said it, that the homeland of the has always been the homeland of the Jewish people. If that statement means anything, then it also means that Israel leaders have a responsibility to think beyond Israel's border. Every sentence spoken by an Israeli minister or politician does not stay in Jerusalem. It does not stay in Israel, but in fact, it reaches New York, it reaches Paris, London, Montreal, everywhere. And sometimes it reaches those places before it reaches Israelis themselves. And it affects Jews in those places more than it affects Jews in Israel. So I believe that Israel has the responsibility to not only think about the safety and the well-being of Jews within the borders of Israel, but it also need to think about Jews everywhere and the safety and the well-being of Jews everywhere.
Within the work that you've been doing within these two communities, have you seen the change in some of the perceptions amongst communities, Jewish communities around the world, towards what's happening in Israel with regards to Israeli politics? And perhaps, as you said, not maybe thinking about the community that's out in the world when they talk, when they make decisions, and when they make statements.
Well, I mean, we understand both the Jewish communities and non-Jews who support Israel. We understand deeply that Israel is a democratic country. So whoever is in power today is not going to be in power tomorrow. And this, our support for Israel and the Jewish community's support for Israel is not based on who is the prime minister. We support Israel's existence. We don't support the policies, the everyday policy of the Israeli government. Our debate here in the United States and around the world is defending the existence of Israel, is its right to exist and to defend itself and to be accepted in the Middle East. But when an Israeli politician makes an extreme statement, many Jews in the diaspora are the ones who have to answer for it the next morning. They are the one, or they are the ones questioned at work. Their children are questioned at school. Their synagogue receive threats. Their communities becomes targets. Especially if this statement are very cheap, and you have no. It harms Israelis, Israel before it harms anyone else. This statement are usually made for a very narrow political gains within. Within the Israeli Israeli population, and the average American or Canadian or Moroccan or French person doesn't have the time nor the energy to sit and understand the Israeli politics and understand that that minister, like despite him being minister, has no say in the war cabinet, and the people who are running the war and the people who are in the war cabinet are people who are very well educated, who are who stand for like values, and who are people who are defending themselves in the most honorable way possible. It's really hard. You need a deep understanding of what's going on in Israel to make that distinction between someone who is making racist statement for political gain and someone who is actually on the ground running the troops in Gaza or in South Lebanon. It takes time, and not everyone has the energy or the time to do that investigation or to educate themselves on the matter.
You made such a valid point where if you're not living in the country, but you're part of the community, you're part of the Jewish community around the world, you may not have the depth of understanding of Israeli politics. Perhaps many Israelis are not understanding the intricacies potentially, but definitely more so those in the diaspora that are getting questions at work and are getting approached with these questions and comments to give a response. And if you're not able to give a response, then it can become potentially very uncomfortable. Let's say that perhaps in an ideal world, what would you like to see coming from the politicians?
The politicians, the politician need to understand the uniqueness of Israel. Most countries are responsible only for their own citizens. Israel is different. Israel calls itself the homeland of the Jewish people. And the politician need to meet that expectation. That means that there is a unique relationship between Israel and the Jews everywhere. When Jews are in danger anywhere in the world, Israel speaks on their behalf. Likewise, Israel should remember that its public leaders affect Jews everywhere. So if the Israeli Jews are in Israel and they are safe and they are living their life safely, that's not the case for other Jews around the world. So they need to show some integrity and keep Jews in their mind, just like every Jew around the world is keeping Israel in their mind and standing up for it every time it needs them.
Thank you, Mustafa.
That's what I'm expecting for Israeli politicians.
I really appreciate that, and thank you, and our apologies for cutting you short. We have to go to news. That is Mustafa Izangani, the founder and president of Moroccan Israeli Friendship Association, an American organization that promotes and fosters ties between the Kingdom of Morocco and the State of Israel.